The sun was beginning to sink. A cool breeze began, hinting of a chilly night to come. My ward was snoring once more, so I decided to sprint most of the remaining distance. I did not like the feeling that this forest, after dark, might become a place crawling with unclean denizens of some damned circle that I knew nothing about, but who seemed to be on the make when it came to this particular piece of real estate. So I ran through lengthening shadows, dismissing rising notions of pursuit, ambush, surveillance, until I could do so no longer. They had achieved the strength of a premonition, and then I heard the noises at my back, a soft pat, 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 as of footfalls. I set the stretcher down, and I drew my blade as I turned. There were two of them, cats. Their markings were precisely those of Siamese cats, only these were the size of tigers. Their eyes were of a solid sunbright yellow, pupilless. They seated themselves on their haunches as I turned, and they stared at me and did not blink. They were about 30 paces away. I stood sideways between them in the stretcher, my blade raised. Then the one to the left opened its mouth. I did not know whether to expect a purr or a roar. Instead, it spoke. It said, "Man, most mortal." The voice was not human-sounding. It was too high-pitched. "Yet still it lives," said the second, sounding much like the first. "Slay it here," said the first. "What of the one who guards it with the blade I like not at all?" "Mortal man?" "Come find out," I said softly. "It is thin, and perhaps it is old. Yet it bore the other from the cairn to this place, rapidly and without rest. Let us flank it." I sprang forward as they moved. The one to my right leaped toward me. My blade split its skull and continued on into the shoulder. As I turned, yanking it free, the other swept past me, heading towards the stretcher. I swung wildly. My blade fell upon its back and passed completely through its body. It emitted a shriek that grated like chalk on a blackboard as it fell in two pieces and began to burn. The other was burning also, but the one I had halved was not yet dead. Its head turned towards me, and those blazing eyes met my own and held them. "I die the final death," it said, "and so I know you, opener. Why do you slay us?" And then the flames consumed its head. I turned, cleaned my blade and sheathed it, picked up a stretcher, ignored all questions, and continued on. A small knowledge had begun within me as to what the thing was and what it had meant. And I still sometimes see that burning cat head in dreams. And then I waken, wet and shivering, and the night seems darker and filled with shapes I cannot define.